السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay. We just have one item unfinished from last time. And this one item, Sinia, please.
I'm also asking. Where's the black one?
And this item. This item we are just not finished from last time. Is this for the civilization, judging civilization? Okay, one more item is left. One more item is left. Is the source of new man, the source of new generations? We said several items about like about technology and the civilization, right? What is the role of women? Number one, like the job of women, number one. Number two is the highest value of the society. Is it heavenly or man-made? And number three, who legislates law? Is it Allah that makes laws or somebody makes laws and we are the slaves of these laws? And number four, I don't remember number four, but number five is what we haven't talked about, is that the source of new generation. The source of new generation. Is the new generation coming from a family that has a father and a mother? Father, mother, and children? Or is coming out of marriage? So that's a criteria to judge the society, civilization. If the children, the source of new children, or the source of new generation is from outside of the marriage, then what happens? Is that a civilized society?
No.
No. So if the children are coming from outside the marriage, then it's not a civilized society. But if the children are coming from marriage, then this is what? Civilized society, right? Now, let me tell you some statistics about the United States and, huh?
There.
What?
This is judging civilization according to the source of new generation. Is it the children born?
Oh, it's an arrow.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that ends the previous topic, which is different between civilization and technology.
It was like, is the children from outside the marriage and what?
If they are coming from outside the marriage, then this society is not civilized. Marriage, I think there's an A there. Okay? But if they come from the marriage, it means that this society is civilized. Huh?
So is it civilized if they come from a previous marriage too?
From whatever marriage it is. Like, they come from a married couple, not outside of marriage. They're in Indiana. Indiana is very conservative state. So I was living there, so I was going to talk about Indiana. Of course, California is much worse than that. In Indiana, one-third of the children are coming from outside of the marriage. Indiana, one-third of the new children are coming from one-third of the children are coming from outside of the marriage.
What do you mean outside?
Like,
it means that they're not married.
Yeah, they are dating and they are not married. And then the other thing is that 40% of the people who is going to, that are dating for the first time, 40% of the people who are dating for the first time, okay, end up, I don't know what to say about that. End up in bed.
Suicidal?
Yeah, end up in bed with each other.
Oh, gross.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Which is, you know, when you're dating the first time, just like when an American girl dates for the first time, this person is a stranger. So the fact that you go to bed on the first date, it's an awful thing. Okay, so that shows you 40% of the people who go on dates for the first time, they end up in bed for the first time of the day. Like they are strangers, they don't know each other. The brains don't fit together. Of course, in Islam, the thing...
That's wrong.
That's, of course, wrong. In Islam, what happens is that steps. The first, in Islam, we want to make sure that the brains fit together. Okay? All right? We want to make sure that the upper part of the body, okay, fits together, which is the brain. Okay? If the brains of the male and the female fit together, then they're going to have a good marriage, healthy marriage, less problems. Means like
they agree, they don't have that much fright, they're able to cope with each other,
yeah,
for the rest of eternity.
They are able to meet the expectations of one another. I expect this from you, and then she's okay with that. And she, also that she expected something from the husband, and it's okay for him to do that, and he's doing it, and so many other things. Now, in order to make sure that the brains fit together, Islam has proposed a procedure. The first procedure is engagement. So if you like a girl, if you like a girl, if I like a girl, then I propose to her family. I go ask for her hand from her family. So what do? I knock on the door of the family and say, or call the family and say, or call a friend of the family and say, I am interested in your daughter. Then once this happens, then he can ask like to see his daughter first, to see the daughter first, to see his bride first, okay? His potential wife, to see her first. So she can meet with him and she doesn't have to wear strict hijab. Like, she doesn't have to wear it, like, very strict hijab. She can wear a light hijab, sort of, you know? You know, is permissible for the purpose of marriage for the woman to marry less, to put less hijab. Huh?
But what if, like, say, if we're adults and if we want to get married, then how will we women find a man? Like,
okay. Some fathers are going to say, like, you're a good man, and I'd like to marry my daughter, just like they did with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Well,
they were racing.
Don't do that.
Huh?
What if our parents don't do that, though,
please?
There is, like, IslamicMarriage.com, things like that. And our, where I came from, there is something called Al-Khatba, which is the marriage. That's a lady's job. Her job is like marriage connections. So
matchmaker.
Matchmaker. She will go, she will know a lot of people. And then she will come and say, okay, if I am the father of the girl, and I like this boy. Then I tell her, can you make the connection? Can you let him come and see me and then, you know, be interested in my daughter?
And at first they're not alone, I'm pretty sure. Like when you're first meeting each other, you're never alone.
You can never be alone at any time.
No.
Until the stage before last. So first thing, asking to see her with a light hijab. So you can wear something a little bit tight.
Yeah.
Like
not
a
what? Very strict. Like if you're covering your face,
so
you show your face. I'm just saying.
It,
if you're covering your face, take off your cover. If you are wearing a white clothes, make it a little bit tight. You know, not very tight, but like a little bit tight. To show
to be like attractive a little bit while still being modest.
Yeah, huh? Like something that shows the contour of your body, basically. Okay?
Selling you to show off your body?
No, not your, like...
Just, like, make yourself seem attractive.
Like, if you're wearing those big jilbab, you know these big jilbab?
Just, like, lure the man in.
Just, like,
yeah. All right? So, now, if you are okay, then you ask to proceed with engagement. Engagement means that he can talk to her, like getting into discussions, getting into discussions. They were trying to, like, find out about the brains of each other, the brains, like the way, the nature, to see if they fit. So now, after engagement, if they want to...
So first you can talk with her, with other company?
Yes, all with other company, and so... And she's wearing a light hijab. So now we go into the second step, which is asking for engagement. And then during engagement, you can visit her more often. Like before engagement, you're not allowed really to go every day.
What if you engage with her and then you find out that you guys are, like, totally opposite?
Exactly. Then you back off from the marriage.
Yeah, you get the ring back.
Yes. You cancel the marriage. All right?
But you can't return it.
And then the third step is, once you're comfortable with this, to proceed, then the third step is writing the marriage contract. So, marriage contract. In my case, right. Yeah. In my case, let's say I visited my wife first for about, we stayed in this stage of knowing each other.
For 2 years.
No. We stayed like that for 4 months, where I just visit her and her family's around. Maybe we can sit in the living room, and the families are around, but are not with us. So, like, it's an open room.
They
so
just, like,
the families
in.
Can walk in, but they are not exactly present. They are present, but they are not getting
they're
into...
like in the house. It's not the same.
Yeah, and they are not getting into conversations with you. Like, you get free time, and, like, you're free to talk without the pressure of being
watched
by the parents. And then after these 4 months, I engaged my wife. So we got these nice rings, and I gave her... this nice big gold thingy, gold bracelets, gold ring, actually diamond ring, and
necklace,
and the big necklace, like the big huge one, not the little one. And then that was the second step for engagement. This gave me the advantage of, I can visit every day, basically.
Just because you bought her a bunch of stuff?
No, we passed.
Yeah.
Oh.
We passed step number one. Okay. Then, if we feel, I stayed like that for a year. Then we felt comfortable to proceed in the marriage. So then we proceeded with the marriage, and we did something called writing the marriage contract. Writing the marriage contract means that she is my wife. She's legally my wife. So at this point, she can take off her hijab and, you know, basically in my presence, she can take off her hijab. We can go out alone. Things like that, you know? We're basically, literally, a man, a husband and a wife, but the marriage is not consummated yet? What is it called? Consummation of marriage?
Didn't the last time we saw her, she
She got 7 proposals, she turned all of them. It's called consummate the marriage?
Yeah, so one of my cousins, the last time I saw her, which was like 4 years ago, she turned down a whole bunch of marriage proposals, because first they like kind of wash you from like afar, not like really, really, like whenever you pass like by them, like kind of like pay attention to her like actions. And since in Egypt, the more modest you are, kind of, the more marriage proposals you get. Versus here, it's like
the opposite.
Completely the opposite. So, she got like 7 marriage proposals, but she wasn't ready yet.
No, she was ready, but she didn't like either one of them. She is, right now, she is. 25 years.
Okay, so before she was before she was like 21.
Okay, so now she's. No.
Over 20.
I mean, legally, when she gets that special thing.
That daily cycle. I mean, not daily.
So then she can get married at that point.
Because that's when you officially turn a woman.
Yay!
This is officially, the little girl became a woman.
Wait, you mean like,
you can get married? That's because, that's the symbol that you can get pregnant from then on.
I'm
going to
wait till
Thank you, Lena, for, getting me from, bailing me from out of this embarrassing stuff. So now, hold on. So now when we wrote the contract of marriage, now she's legally my wife, but we didn't consummate the marriage yet. So it's like she lives in her family place, I live in my family place, and we don't live together. We didn't consummate the marriage. Not yet. But this will give me the opportunity to get really close to her. Very, very, very close. Because legally we are a husband and a wife. You know? Really close. We did not consummate the marriage. We want to make sure the last stage of making sure that the brains fit together. That's the largest thing. Islam wants kids to come after we ensure that the last stage is the last stage of the marriage. After we pass that stage, because because if you have children, then it's unfair for the children. So you have to follow these steps. Otherwise, it's not wise. Go ahead.
My dad, when he recently married my second mom, first one was divorced, but then recently, I think I was like 9, and then he knew her for 2 years before he married her because they had been good friends, but he was thinking of marriage, but he wanted to make sure that the brains fit together. I just didn't know. I just knew he wanted to wait and get to know her well. So, 2 years.
Right, because when you consummate the marriage, you're expecting children, right?
Yeah.
When she moves into your house, when she moves into my house, then we're expecting children. We want this to be the last step. Why? Because you don't want to have children when the brains don't fit together.
Yeah, otherwise
you got it?
Divorce.
So this is the recommended method using Islam. All right? Then when everything's fine, then we had the marriage. She moves into my house and we become a husband and a wife. Then it's possible for the children to come. All right? So we stayed like that for a year, writing the contract of marriage, getting to know each other for a year. Then after that, we felt comfortable to proceed and then go through the marriage. There is fast zawaj. Fast zawaj. You know what fast zawaj is?
Wait, after the marriage contract, then you, right when you move in?
No, right if you feel comfortable to proceed, you do the marriage contract,
yeah.
And then This is when you really, really, really get very close to her.
Yeah.
But you don't live together yet.
Yeah, I know, but how about here? What's after the marriage contract?
Yeah, then you proceed with the wedding. Or called marriage, consummation of marriage, or consummation. Am I right? Hania, am I right?
Yes.
Consummation of marriage? Yeah, okay. All right. So we still live apart. Now, there is something called, I warn you from something called fast marriage. Or fast zawaj. Fast zawaj is what? It happens a lot. A guy, an immigrant guy, who works in the United States.
Oh,
visa. He's a green card or whatever, he has his citizenship. And then he wants a wife. But his vacation, he cannot take more than 15 days vacation. So what happens is that he goes down like as if he is from Egypt, then he travels to Egypt, and in 2 weeks he sees a girl and he marries her. This is called fast zawaj. Fast zawaj is a formula for disaster. And it happened. I've seen it. And they ended up divorcing. Not only that, but the guy had a heart attack. Okay?
Why? Oh.
He died out of heart attack because he could not deal with the pressures of being divorced. The divorce is not fun at all. Divorce is very nasty and ugly.
That's why people murder their wives.
Right.
What? Yeah, what? Some people, like, if they can't afford divorce...
There is something from your homework... Okay, from your homework, I noticed that you're not getting the kinds of marriage here. The kinds of marriage. Okay? All right. The kinds of divorce. Okay, the man has the right of direct divorce, means the man can say to his wife, you are divorced. Got it? Now, if he does that, then who suffers financially? The man suffers financially. Then there's indirect divorce where the wife goes to the judge, present to her that the husband mistreated her, like he beat her up or injured her or being mean with her or being alcoholic, being drunk, being a thief, convicted in a crime, insane, things like that. Okay, or he's not a full man, he's not able to get children, and things like that. So if you can prove that to the judge, then you get indirect divorce from the court. The court give you divorce, which is indirect divorce. And who suffers financially? Who pays for the divorce, like pays the consequences of the divorce?
The man.
The man. So the man pays spouse support and child support. You got it? So direct divorce by the man, then he pays the what? Huh? Child support and?
Court fees?
And spouse support. Okay? Spouse support and the child support until the wife gets remarried. Remarried. If she gets remarried, then this is when the spouse support stops. But still he has to pay the child support. Okay? So now, the third kind of marriage, which is separation or termination of marriage. Let's say termination of marriage.
Should we write this all down?
Yeah.
Lena said, like, a woman gets a green card and leave. Doesn't the man leave because he's the one on vacation?
Yeah, he goes on vacation, he marries a man. I mean, he marries a woman. And then he goes back, and when you marry, that's the passageway, you get a green card like that. And then after that, the woman acts like what she likes, because now she doesn't care if the man divorces her. When the man divorces her, she has a green card, she can live in America however she wants, and she can marry a man that she actually loves. But the man here didn't know all this deception, and now he's heartbroken.
So she was just messing with him?
Pretty much.
She's taking advantage of him.
Gold digger for green card?
Yes, she's taking advantage of him.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
these rules, are there like rules like between different like groups of people, or does it just apply to like everybody?
Oh, this is the commended procedure in Islam.
I know, but like, what if it's like, is there rules for like one race with one race, like
marrying different races?
Yeah.
Nothing, no, just normal, marriage. And so now we get into something called termination of marriage. Termination of marriage can be done by a woman. So man cannot terminate the marriage. Got it? Man can divorce. Termination of the marriage happens when the boy or when the husband, okay, doesn't have problems. He's a normal person and his wife just doesn't like him. It happens. It happens that the wife resents the husband, even though the husband didn't do anything wrong. She just doesn't like him anymore. So in this case, she can terminate the marriage, but she doesn't get the spouse support. She doesn't get the what? Spouse support. And she has to pay back the dowry. She has to pay back the what? Dowry. So who suffers financially?
Does marriage have an I?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Marriage has an I.
No D.
So who suffers financially in case of a termination of marriage by a wife? The wife.
Right?
The wife. She has to pay back the dowry and she doesn't get child support. She doesn't get the spouse support. And she most likely doesn't get custody. Because she's the one requested to terminate the marriage and the husband hasn't done anything wrong. He's just a normal person. Got it? So, a man can terminate the marriage. True or false?
False.
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 What is the only available method for the man?
Divorce.
Divorce. How about the wife? Can she do a direct divorce?
Mm-hmm.
No. She can what?
Indirect
divorce. By what?
Termination.
By going to the court. By going to the court. What other choices available to the woman?
Termination
of the marriage. Okay, what is the difference between these two? Divorce entitles her to spouse support. Spouse support, okay, and place of living. Until she gets married again. Got it? Then no spouse support, no place of living. Then that's for the for divorce. Termination of marriage can be done by the woman and the man has no problems at all. So she suffers financially, she doesn't get spouse support. Right? And she doesn't get a place for living. And she has to pay back the what? The dowry and the gold. Why is this done like that? To protect men from crook wives. Like she marries him, okay, she gets the gold, she gets the dowry, she gets everything, and then she divorces him. And she gets all of these things. And then she marries another man. To protect men from this kind of attitude or this kind of scenarios, if she can prove that he's bad, then she gets that she can get the spouse support. She gets spouse support, and the other one is the place of living. I'm sorry, the place of living. All right.
Child support and place of
living. Now there is something called permanent separation. Permanent separation. What is the permanent separation? Permanent separation happens in two situations. The first situation is after two divorces. After two divorces, the third one is not a divorce. The third one is termination, permanent termination of marriage. And this is a punishment.
Do you mean termination?
Okay, woman can terminate the marriage. Okay.
Because she doesn't like him, but the man doesn't need to pay her anything.
And she gets, she pays back.
Or she can.
And she pays back, and she has to pay back the stuff that she got from him. So how many times can anybody divorce? No, two times. The third one is not a divorce. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, divorce is two times only. The third time is not a divorce. Now, how could this happen? Okay. What happens is that after the divorce, women are not allowed to leave the... She can't go back to her family. She has to stay in the house, her house.
Why can't she go back to her family?
It's because Allah wants them to live together to back out of the divorce. Like, there is a chance when they still live together, there is the chance that they can, you know, get back together. So now...
But isn't that not fair to the man? Because maybe that's his, like, first marriage and he's marrying a person who's already divorced two times before, but it's like a wrong match and the woman is, like, really feisty and that's why she keeps on getting divorced. How about that?
Oh, getting multiple divorces from the same man? The man?
No. So you have a couple, and so one guy is his first time getting married, and the other person is it's her third time getting married because she's divorced twice, and she can't terminate the marriage because.
No, this is between the same couple.
Yes, this is the same couple.
Oh.
We're talking about the same couple.
Oh.
On the same couple, the first divorce, she cannot leave the house before she gets three special ones. The three things that repeat every month.
Oh, great.
Yes. Okay? She cannot leave the house before that. Why? For many reasons. Why does she have to stay like that for 3 months or 4 months? It is
to make sure that there's not a baby. We discussed this last time. To make sure there's not a baby and to make sure that the divorce was not just because they were both hot-tempered.
Exactly.
Wait, also one thing. Even if there's one of those cycles, then doesn't that already say that there's no child? Why do you need three?
Okay, some women hide the children. You don't tell. So you can't tell from the...
Yeah, even if you can't, if there's a cycle,
the guy and the society won't know. But after 3 months, people will know, even if she's hiding it. So this is to account for women who hide that they are pregnant. So we make sure after three, it's like basically 3 months, or actually 4 months. Okay? Now, why is she not allowed to leave the home? Because she can stay three cycles. She can stay three cycles where in her parents' home, right? And that will fulfill the cause, which is like the pregnancy thing. But they are required, and it's haram, to leave the house. It is haram. Surah Allah says haram. To leave the house, okay, and move out of the house at this point. Why? Because Allah wants them to be together, maybe. You know, there's a possibility that they back off from divorce. Back off or back out of divorce? Back off divorce. Back out of divorce.
Is this after the divorce or before?
After the divorce. After the divorce. Right. So this is the first, it counts as a first divorce. Then the second divorce happens when this happens again. Like, right, like they, right, like they don't get together, they divorce again, but she stays in his house, and then he gets backs off the divorce, or backs out of the divorce again. So that is the second time. Then, what happens next, the third time? The third time, they cannot remarry. They cannot back out of the divorce. It is, that's it, that's done. So the third time, she moves out of her house. Please pay attention. The third time, she moves out of the house and goes back to her family. But she have to stay again 4 cycles or 4 months before she can marry another person. Okay? Now, the reason Allah made it 2, so that it doesn't become a game. It's like, yeah, I don't like you today, you're divorced. Then tomorrow I back out to divorce. Then the next day I divorce. Allah made it that way, so that it's not abused. Then, can they remarry again? Yes. In what situation? After she marries another person and she gets divorced or widowed. Do you get that? Am I clear about that? So what resets the counter of divorce again to 0? Huh? So far we have 3. So we can't do any more. Then what will reset it again to 0 is for the woman to do what? Marry another man and divorces it. Divorce, and she gets divorced or become a widow. Then she can get back to her husband and the number of divorces reset to 0. Am I clear on that?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about that? Okay.
Wait, can we review permanent separation again?
Permanent separation, if she gets divorced 2 times.
Way up there.
Okay. And she's not allowed during these 2 times to leave her house before 4 months.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. These are the 2 divorces. Then the 3rd one is permanent separation. Now, here is...
Why can't she leave the house? She can leave the house, but she can't move out.
She can't move out because Islam wants them to...
No. Wait. Well, by leave the house, do you mean move out? Or
move
leave
out.
The house and not go grocery shopping?
No.
Move out.
She lives normal life, just the way she was living when she was married. Okay? Now, if they come back together, wonderful, but it counts as 1. They did it again, they divorced it again, and they back out of divorce again, wonderful, but it counts as what?
2.
Okay? Then the 3rd time is not. The 3rd time is considered to be
permanent
separation. How do you reset the count again to 0? By the woman marrying?
Can the husband marry
someone?
Different.
No,
the husband.
The husband does not reset the counter. The wife, the ex-wife, has to marry another man and become either widow or divorced. Then the counter resets to 0. And there's a trick that usually famous trick. You can ask your parents about it. They will tell you more. The famous trick is that now a guy who divorced his wife 2 times and then he did the 3rd, so it became a permanent separation. He wants to get back together with his wife again. So what happens is that he goes to another man, pays him money to marry his wife just for a couple of hours, and then divorces her again, and then here's the counter is 0. Okay?
She has to stay for 4 months.
Right, yeah, but the counts goes down to 0. Okay? Then he can marry her again. Now this is haram. The Prophet specifically said this is haram. The marriage of the wife has to be like a normal marriage, like without any arrangements. And her divorce has to be a normal divorce without any arrangements. Got it? Then there is totally permanent marriage or forever termination. There's forever termination. It's not permanent termination, no. Forever termination. The forever termination happens when the husband accuses the wife of cheating on him.
That's automatic agreement.
That's forever permanent.
Or like,
no, forever permanent separation. Okay. Now, the woman doesn't get legal punishment. Why? Because only the husband is the witness. Like if a man walks to his house, he finds his wife with another stranger. Go ahead.
What do you call a pig that knows karate?
Oh, no.
Corn chops.
Please. Please.
What about the elephant one?
Please, don't take them out of this.
Wait, guys, really?
Yes, it's
coming. Maybe at the last minutes of class.
Okay. But,
I want to ask, what if he doesn't have any proof at all? He just thinks.
Yeah, then the it's forever termination.
He just thinks she might.
You have to
if,
get your
if he accuses her, verbally accuses her, then it's a permanent separation. Now, does this forever permanent separation, they don't get together under any circumstances. That's it, forever. They are not to get together again. That's it. That's forever termination. If he can prove that she really cheated on him, then she gets the legal punishment. But if she can't, but if he can't, then she doesn't. Now, to prove it, he has to have how many witnesses? Four. Yeah, four witnesses. Now I wonder, how can you get four witnesses?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe if he's like heartbroken. Like.
Yeah, he gets four witnesses if it's public. But, go ahead. Okay.
Does he count as a witness?
No. Now, hold on.
Was appropriate termination like, after how many times in divorce?
Two times? The third is permanent separation. Okay? Okay? So that is a definite forever, ever, ever termination. Okay? Permanent to ever lasting, permanent to forever termination. Now, this scenario is meant for, it's in Surah An-Nur. Allah explained it in Surah An-Nur. When
and
a man,
the guy who he cheats on, she cheats on, so that's one. Then there's maybe somebody who's going to comfort him. Then there's, I don't know, that's only two.
So
then there's him and there's the wife.
Four, no, four.
Yeah, I know.
Four witnesses before she gets the... Now this is intended for what? A man asked the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if I walk in and I find my wife with a stranger, if I kill her, the government will kill me. You guys will kill me. If I accuse her, then, and don't have four witnesses, then I get 80 lashes on my back. You know about that. If a person accuses another person of committing adultery without four witnesses, they get 80 lashes as a punishment on the back. If I accuse my wife, if I accuse any woman or any man of doing, of committing an adultery, and I don't have the four witnesses, okay, then I get slashed. You got that part very well? This is called accusing without an evidence. Accusing without an evidence?
Accusation without evidence.
Yes, accusation without evidence. You got that? Accusation without evidence is by accusing somebody of committing adultery without having four witnesses. Can we go by three witnesses? No. What happens if we have three witnesses only? Then those three witnesses and the husband or the man who's testifying, get 80 lashes. They have to be how many?
Four.
And they do not testify unless they are four.
Well,
if they are less than four, then they cannot.
Can you have more than four?
Yeah, of course. Okay?
Wait, but then they go to court, right? There are four witnesses,
then she gets the punishment.
But
becomes
first
legal.
They have to go to court, right?
Yeah, she's arrested with a crime.
But do they go to court? Like, is that how they know that there's four witnesses?
Yeah, they have to testify to court, yeah. To testify to court. Now, you understand? Now, here's the problem. A man goes to the Prophet and he says that, if I find my wife with a stranger, if I kill her, my punishment is, I get killed, right? Mm-hmm. because he's not allowed to kill anybody. But, and if I say that she was with somebody, I don't have four witnesses, then I get 80 lashes. How could this be fair? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah that says that he has to testify in court and swear four times that he has, swear five times that he has seen his wife doing it. Okay? And then, I'm sorry, four times. And then the fifth time he says, I pray to Allah to curse me if I'm a liar. It's called cursing procedure. It's called what? Cursing procedure. That he goes before court, huh, and says what? And swears four times that he's not lying. And the fifth time he curses himself. He says, Allah's curse will be on me if I'm lying. Then she has to do the same thing back. If she refuses to, then she's guilty. If she refuses to, then she's guilty. If she doesn't refuse and she does the same, then they go into forever, permanent separation. You got that? Okay. One more thing about divorce. Divorce doesn't count unless a certain condition is fulfilled. Can I tell you the condition?
Divorce doesn't count unless the woman has passed a period and they didn't make love together after that. You got it?
So, really?
So if they... Yeah. Then divorce doesn't count. Doesn't count as one time at all.
Okay.
So they divorce. They don't divorce, but it's not recognized as a legal divorce.
Okay.
So to recognize it, he has to divorce her after a period before touching her.
Okay.
But if he should get together, okay, and they meet after a period, then it's not. It's a legal divorce. Doesn't count.
I'll walk out. So Lena is going to tell you about a condition for divorce. Something that if it doesn't happen, then this divorce is not recognized legally. Okay? She's going to tell you about it when I step out. So explain to them.
You're done?
Oh my God. You need to build it.
Huh?
No, we're not done. We're not done.
You're done?
No, no, we are done, but they want to say a joke.
No, okay, no jokes.
I'm slightly confused.
Okay.
This is
what is your question?
Woman kids.
Oh, yeah. You have to get a defense.
Divorce becomes illegal. Does not count as a legal divorce unless it happens. Unless it happens in a certain point of time, in a certain period of time, which is between the monthly cycle and, like Lena said, if it is outside of this time, then it doesn't count as a legal divorce. Do you understand this very well?
Yes, now I get it.
Okay? Do you understand? So you need to understand these very well. I'm stressing. Number one, divorce doesn't count as a divorce unless it's during that time period. Okay? Second, that
wait, so it has to be
You do not move out of your house. After a legal divorce, you do not move out of the house unless it is the third time. Unless it's the third time. Now, the reason Allah made the third time rule is to punish husbands who are abusing the divorce, direct divorce. They are abusing the right. Oh, you didn't fix dinner today? You're divorced. And then the next day, okay, no, it's fine. And then, okay. Oh, you didn't wash the dishes? You're divorced. Yeah. Now, if that divorce during that period of time that I just asked Lena to determine, to tell you about, okay, then it doesn't count. But if it is during that time, it counts. And it's counting against him. Got it? All right.
What do you do when an elephant is on your fence?
You rebuild it.
You have to get a new fence.